Kia ora, ko atere ano mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says the previous national government can share the pride in giving Taranaki Maunga a legal personality. Te Ruruku Pū Takerongo, the Taranaki Maunga Collective Redress Deed signed last Friday in Waitara by Ngā Iwi o Taranaki and the Crown, was the 100th deed to be signed since Treaty of Waitangi negotiations began, and the final redress deed to be signed in the Taranaki region. Egmont National Park will be renamed Te Papakura o Taranaki and vested in a legal person, named Te Kahui Tupua, and will effectively own itself. It will be managed by the Department of Conservation with oversight by a board of iwi and crown appointees. Mr. Hipkins says it follows the template established by former National Government Treaty Negotiations Minister Christopher Finlayson.
People sort of raised eyebrows about it at the time. Actually, it was a very positive step forward, as many of the co-governance arrangements that we've put in place have been very positive step forwards as well. And I think that it's a real shame when people try and use these things as a wedge to divide, when actually they should be seen as a huge step forward towards greater unity for everybody.
Prime Minister Chris Hipkins. National is promising to wheel out 10,000 public EV chargers across the motu if it wins next month's elections. At the same time as it ditches the clean car discount scheme that has driven a rapid uptake in electric vehicles. Leader Christopher Luxon says the rollout of EV infrastructure from the current 1,200 chargers to 10,000 chargers by 2030 will give more people confidence to make the switch to electric.
And what we know very clearly is that range anxiety for electric vehicles and anxiety about whether they'll be able to get their vehicles charged is a reason for why Kiwis is a barrier for them for actually embracing EVs as their next car choice.
Electricity companies say the government has already promised to make sure charging infrastructure keeps up with demand, with one of the major constraints to expansion being the capacity of the line's networks. Most EV charging happens overnight at people's homes. Former Kiwi captain Richie Barnett says the Warriors will need to be at their very best to defeat defending NRL champions Penrith Panthers this Saturday. He says Penrith's 44-12 demolition of the North Queensland Cowboys last weekend is ominous for the Warriors.
Clearly in the last month they've been under par. They cannot be anywhere near that when they're facing a side that is so clinical. And they are the pinnacle of rugby league. It's very hard for anyone to beat the side when they're at their best.
Reggie Barnett says the Warriors have the chance of an upset if Sean Johnson plays a blinder and the team's best players find their form. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!